pretty excited joining me on the phone this morning. I haven't talked to him in such a long time. Ty Hunter, the Hunter Brothers. How are you, Ty?
Christy, I'm doing real well. Thank you so much for asking. And I miss you so much.
I miss
you too.
It's
been way too long.
I know, right? I remember the last time we chatted was right before I, before you guys went on your trip for Boots on the Beach.
Oh, man. Our last full band live show.
Was that the last one?
14 months, yes, since our last full band live show. We had a couple acoustic shows in February of last year, but... Yeah, so the Boots on the Beach performance has become kind of an iconic one in my mind.
Oh my goodness. So did you have fun? Did all you guys have a good time down there?
Oh, yes, did we ever. That was honestly one of the highlights of my life. It was so fun. It can't get better than sunshine and concerts and people that you love hanging out with.
Right.
So it was incredible.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, hopefully we'll get back to a place where we can do something like that again, hey?
Absolutely, 100%.
So, Ty, tell me, how's the family doing? How have you guys been throughout 2020 and the pandemic and COVID and all that? How are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we're holding in there. I think, you know, the family time has been nice, just given that we've had, a lot of really busy years back to back.
Right.
Farming has remained to be, you know, very similar to what it has been in past years.
Yeah.
On a music front, it's been obviously very challenging. You have to pivot and you have to keep changing and approaching things a little bit differently. For me, on a personal front, the last year has been very, very challenging because I love doing performing and probably more than anything else in life.
Right.
And so that definitely has affected me on a number of levels. For sure. And I think it all caught up with me, at the beginning of this year. So, I definitely know I'm so excited to be able to do that again. And it really shows you and reveals to you, the things you're passionate about. You know, when you go, seasons without something for an extended period of time, it really reveals those things to you. So all in all, we're holding in there, we're moving forward. And we're grateful for the opportunities that we still have. So.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Ty. And I mean, for the farming part of it, and that's a pretty socially distanced activity as it is, right?
Guys... Right. So self-isolation and tractor cabs and combine cabs, it works so well.
Ty, I got to tell you, I learned how to drive a tractor yesterday.
Yeah, I did. So are you looking for a job? Because we might need an extra hand at feeding time.
Yeah.
So
whatever
you need. If you want to come down, then...
Sure.
We'll put you on a tractor. You can isolate in there and do your thing.
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, not a problem. Just throwing it out there.
When, I mean, you guys, you're so active on your socials and you're so great at this. And I mean, from the, you know, silo songs and the sea shanty, who puts that all together? Like, do you guys get together as a group and think, okay, we need to do something? Or is there one instigator of all these?
I mean, sometimes we come together as a group and discuss ideas. Lots of times, a specific idea will hit a certain brother, and then in true Hunter Brothers fashion, we all kind of join in, and one idea will lead to the next, and it just kind of gets bigger as the process moves forward. I oversee a lot of our social media accounts, and so I'm constantly trying to come up with ideas, and then sometimes the best ideas just hit you out of left field, i.e. the sea shanty lyrics just kind of dropped in my lap one morning, and then we found this antique barrel in my parents' living room, which was acting as an end table of all things. And I said to Dusty, I'm like, you're going to play this. And so, and then from that point, it was like, okay, well, the tractor can come in from this side. We can do this.
Right.
And then, it just kind of escalated from there. So sometimes it just comes from, you know, whatever's going on that day or in our lives at the time. So it totally depends.
Well, everybody is absolutely loving it. They're so awesome, Ty. I also wanted to ask
you,
no problem, about a video you did with your beautiful little girl, Lucy. Right around Christmas time, you guys were in the kitchen, and that looked like that was a blast.
Oh, my goodness. That was so fun. I'm realizing how much of a social butterfly Lucy is. she was literally like, she was turning to the camera, and I was like, say hello to your fans. And she's like, hello, fans. And so I think she got the performance gene from her dad,
yeah.
Which is hilarious because my second, Charlotte, is she is like an introvert and doesn't like to people very much. So
oh, really?
It's so funny how that happens in a family dynamic.
Oh, definitely. That is awesome. Well, hopefully, Lucy will get some more screen time.
I'm sure she will. It's one of those things where if you like performing, you'll find a way to execute it.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to talk to you, Ty, about the SCMA nominations. Big congrats on 9 nods this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's going to be a different show like it was last year, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we'll still get to see, and you guys are performing. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're super excited. We're going to be doing an acoustic rendition of our new single that's coming out on Friday.
Nice.
So that's exciting. And yeah, it's going to be fun to be hanging out virtually with all of our SCMA pals. So yeah, things look different. But again, you do what you can, and you keep putting content out there so that we can continue to enjoy music in the capacity that we can.
Totally. Well, let's talk about the new single, Ty, because I know I'm so excited. I was listening to it this morning kind of off air, and I can't wait until we can start playing it. Tell us about Been a Minute.
Yeah, totally. We're really excited for this one. You know, coming off of last year and all its craziness, we had released a couple of songs to the airwaves and out into the world. Hard Dirt was our single. Just Wanted You to Know was another song with sentiment. They were lyrics that we wanted to put out there to really connect on a number of levels. But then we were really feeling, you know, going into this year, we're heading into spring, we're heading into summertime. Hopefully the climate is starting to change now, and we just need something fun. We need something up-tempo and exciting, and that gets us excited for the future and how things can look again. And so Been a Minute is a phrase that it seems like I can't go anywhere without people saying that.
I know, right?
You know, whether you're in Nashville, whether you're in Ontario, whether you're home here in Saskatchewan, people will just use the phrase all the time. And it seemed like it was never more relevant than now, because, you know, it's been a minute since we've been able to gather together, to laugh together, to share community in the ways that, you know, we once did. So it really just hopefully gets people excited for the future and is an up-tempo, energetic song that you can roll your windows down and just cruise to and enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. You checked all of that off the list with this song. It's awesome, Ty. And again, we're going to have it featured on Friday for New Music Friday here on CKBI. But really excited to get it in rotation because I have a feeling it's going to be requested a lot.
Oh, thanks, Christy.
Yeah.
We're so excited to, like I said, be releasing an up-tempo song. And with this one in particular, it was a really neat experience because even though we recorded it remotely from our studio here in Shaunavon, we did it with Hunter Hayes, somebody that we've admired for a long time, and so that whole process was really, really interesting. He had me laying on the couch and up and performing, and I just kind of gave all of that pent up energy that hasn't been able to perform for the last year into that performance. So hopefully people feel the excitement and the energy that was captured that day, because it was very real.
I have a visual now, Ty, of you just belting it out while you're laying down on the couch, and it's like therapy for you.
I'm not even joking. He was like, hey, can you do something for me? He's like, can you lay down on a couch? And I was like, sure. I was like, yeah, I'll take this Christina Aguilera moment, because I'm pretty sure I've heard that she's done that. And so I was like, this is a new experience for me. And then we were up and romping around. And so it was, there were a number of visuals that day, let me tell you.
That's awesome. Well, did I hear this right? You guys you've done a video for it as well?
So we have a lyric video that's going to be coming out shortly.
Gotcha.
It's just more of an animation type deal. And then we have more visuals that'll be coming out in the future. I can't say too much about it, but I'm looking forward to how we'll be able to engage with everybody on social media through this song. And really just hearing what people have been up to and what they're looking forward to, you know. So
yeah.
I'm excited to hear all the Been a Minute stories out there.
Oh, me too. And so, okay, so for you then, besides performing, what do you miss the most?
What do I miss the most?
Yeah.
Oh, hugging people, for sure.
Yeah.
I love people. Like there's music and performing, and there's people and community. So basically everything that matters the most to me has been, not completely put on hold. It's just looked different.
Yeah.
So I think I absolutely can't wait to continue to engage with people on a number of fronts once again.
Well, that's so true. Well, Ty, tell everybody, I know you guys, again, are very active on all your socials. Tell them where they can find you all over the place.
Absolutely. So you can check us out on Instagram at Hunter Bros, Facebook at Hunter Brothers Music, Twitter at Hunter Bros, and now we have a TikTok account, so you can check that out as well.
That's awesome.
And you can check out our website, which is just hunterbrothers.com, and that'll direct you to all the places that you need to go, YouTube, all that fun stuff.
Very cool. Well, Ty, thank you again for spending this time with us. I really enjoyed catching up with you, and, you know, say hi to everybody. Give your wife Lizzie and Lucy and Charlotte big hugs, and hopefully we'll get to see you in person very soon.
I will do that, Christy, and send my best. All of the guys would love to, extend a huge hello to everybody there at the station and to your network of people. So thank you for all you're doing to, propel Canadian country music forward in this season. And thank you to everybody who's been tuning in. And we just really, really appreciate all your support.
Hey, anytime. When it's this good, it's very easy to do this. Thanks again, Ty, and you guys take care.
Thank you so much, Christy. You as well. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good.